some words of discouragement, it will bounce off. It will backfire. Yeah, it will not work. Discouragement never works. Amen? Try to throw some discouragement, it gets burnt. Gets into ashes. That's right. Okay. Okay, that's good. That's good. Can you come and sit little in front, please? I don't want to see this empty chair. I'm not used to that. You know, I'm used to some, big crowd. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good. I don't have to tell this for the ladies because I think all the rows are filled. Praise God. We need to put some extra chairs. If some more people come, they can sit that side, you know, without getting us distracted. Okay. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, you are the boss. You are our Lord. You are our Savior. With this less time we have, help us to maximize. Help us to take grounds, take territory. Give us wisdom. Thank you, God. I know that each one has come here with so much of expectation, so much of hunger. I can feel expectation in the atmosphere. I can feel expectation in the air. And we will not settle down for mediocrity. We will not settle down for anything ordinary. We don't want anything ordinary. We don't want blessing. We want you, Lord. We are not a blessing mongers. We are Jesus. Yes, a hungry generation. Yes, oh God. Yes, oh God. Yes, oh God. We want you. We want you. We do not seek healing. We seek the healer. When the healer comes, we live in health, oh God. Prevention is better than cure. Yes, oh God. We are not sick people fighting for survival. We are healed people, healthy people fighting off sickness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you for each and every one who have gathered in this place. Everyone is so precious in your sight. Lord, the time that they spend, Lord, coming from office, coming from school, college, or coming from home. Yes, oh God, they're making a difference, Lord. They're making a difference. I know, oh Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The blessed place, the best place, and the blessed place to invest is in the presence of God. Yes. Thank you, thank you. One day in your courts is better than thousands elsewhere. Yes, oh God. Come on, pray in the Spirit. Come on, pray in the Spirit. I'm not praying for my salvation. Please, come on, let's do a corporate thing. Yes. Kabrati kalandaso komandia. Yes, this is fasting prayer. This is prayer meeting. This is not preaching meeting. Yeah. We are doing this together. We are doing this together. There's no pressure on Pastor Sui. There's no pressure on me. There's no pressure on Jesus. There's no pressure on anybody else. Yes. Let's do it together. Holy Spirit, we so love you. We so adore you. We so, Lord, admire you. Lord, you are such a genius. Holy Spirit, you are so magnificent. You are so magnificent. Yes, oh God. Thank you. Have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. Come on, say, Holy Spirit, have your way. Come on. Rekamanto kubrile hende. Lendo shokote. Hey, yesterday you heard about speaking in tongues and prophesying to one another. Come on, practice it. Yes. Practice it on yourself. Prophesy, decree, declare. You shall decree a thing and it shall come to pass. You shall decree and it shall come to pass. Rekomrunde shatalamanda. Retalamanda lele kendalele shondo. Landalele kulala handalele sululundo. Ratamakanamande nene. Open up the portals of Master. Open up the portals. Open up the realm of the Spirit. Open up heaven. Yes, we live under open heaven. Yes, we shift the atmosphere. We shift the atmosphere in this place. Shaprokenianda. Shift the atmosphere of Master. We take authority. Take authority. We take authority, apostolic authority, prophetic authority. Yes, oh Master, we are not ordinary people to be reckoned with. We are extraordinary people. We are called to do great things. We are called to do extraordinary stuff for your kingdom of God. You have given us so much. You have trusted us so much. To whom much is given, much is required. Lord, help us to give back. For your kingdom, what you have sown. This is the season for harvest. This is the harvest season. We declare and decree this is the season for harvest, supernatural harvest. We're going to take back what the devil took from us. We've been quiet for too long. The violent take it by force. The kingdom of God is forcefully advancing. Yes, the kingdom of God is not limited to a building. The kingdom of God is not limited to a person. The kingdom of God is not limited to a church, an organization. The kingdom of God is not limited to Christians. The kingdom of God is spreading forcefully. Yes, north, south, east, and west, globally. Yes, oh Master, globally. Rakamahanda Masikileyanda. Yes, Lord, enemy, you're a trespasser. Satan, you're a squatter. You're a trespasser. We evict you from planet Earth in the name of Jesus. We are here to expel demons in the name of Jesus. Devil, you cannot have an inch. You cannot have an inch. You have no right. You have no authority. Yes, we worship you. Lord, we push. We push. We push. We push the devil out in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on. Somebody help me. Support with me. Come on, join together. Don't give up. We are warriors. We are fighters. We are fighters. We are fighters. We don't run away. We don't show our back. Come on. Come on, somebody. Is there any warrior in the house? Is there any general in the Lord's army? Is there any soldier in the Lord's army? Are there any soldiers in this place? Ruka Bahanda. Hey, ha ha ha, Ruprende. Thank you, God. The violent taken by force. Yes, yes, the gates of hell cannot resist anymore, cannot withstand anymore. We are a moving army. We are a mobile army. Church is a moving army. Church is an army. Church is mobile. Church is moving. We are going. We will not be limited to time or space. We are unlimited. Our resources are unlimited. We are not finite beings. We are infinite. Our spirit man is infinite. We can travel in the spirit. We can travel in the spirit. We can teleport. We can get teleported in the spirit. We can stretch our hands to the neighborhood and pull the souls into the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus, we can stretch our hands on the hospitals and burn cancer in the name of Jesus. We are not limited to a body. We are not limited. We are not limited in our mind. Our mind may be limited, but we have the mind of Christ. And the mind of Christ is infinite mind, magnificent mind. Come on, somebody say, I have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. There is no depression in the mind of Christ. There is no worry in the mind of Christ. There is no fear in the mind of Christ. Perfect love casteth out fear. Perfect love pushes out fear. Yes, fear out in the name of Jesus. Can someone deal with the spirit of fear right now? Can someone take authority over the principality of fear and kick it out of this territory? Come on, somebody. Is there any warrior in this place? Is somebody here full of the Holy Ghost? As for me, I am full of the Holy Ghost, full of the power of the Holy Ghost. Kick out the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. My Lord, my God, Bratikala Mahanda. Come on, come on, come on. Push into the realm of the spirit. This is a prayer meeting. This is not a preaching meeting. We have not come to receive. We have come to give to our Lord. Our little Lord deserves the honor. Our Lord deserves the honor. Our Lord deserves the honor, the praise, and the glory. Come on, somebody. Give the Lord a shout of praise in the house of God. There's a shout of praise in the house of God. Shout of praise. Shout to the Lord. Shout to the Lord, the Bible says. Come on. Clap your hands, all ye people. Yes, clap your hands. Psalms 47:1 says, clap your hands, all ye people, with a shout of triumph. Hey, is anyone triumphant over here? If you're triumphant, you will shout. If you're victorious, you will shout. Come on. Give a shout of victory. Shout of victory. Come on, somebody. Shout of victory. Hallelujah. My Lord reigns. Look at Jesus sitting on the throne, victorious, wearing the victor's crown. And we are the victorious children. We are victorious children. He is rejoicing over us. We are rejoicing over him. In the name of Jesus. There is no depression in heaven. There is no sadness in heaven. There is no tiredness in heaven. We don't have to die to go to heaven. We can live and enjoy heaven on earth. We don't have to go to heaven. We can bring the heaven down here. Amen. Come on, somebody say, let your kingdom come. Let heaven come down. Heaven, we pull heaven in this place. We want heaven to come to Houston. Heaven, Houston.
Houston will experience heaven in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm not here to talk to some people who are lazy, you crazy. No way. Come on. I'm here for some warriors. Amen. Shabrokila Mahanda. Hallelujah. If you don't want to sit, you can get up. You're a warrior. You can walk around. You can pull somebody. Come on. Transfer the anointing on someone and put the fire of God. If the fire is alone, it gets burnt out. But if the fire comes together, it burns stronger. It burns stronger. Say, I am not alone. We are an army. Say, I am an army. We are the army of the living God. Say, we are the army of the living God. There are chariots of fire around us in the name of Jesus. Chariots of fire. Somebody say, chariots of fire. Chariots of fire. Just because I cannot see it doesn't mean it is not there. It is there. Amen. How many of you believe that at least this, the basic minimum? How many of you believe there are angels around this place? Come on. Come on. Come on. You say as if you believe it. Come on. How many? Come on. Do you believe there are angels in this place? If I was you, I would jump up and say, thank you, angels, for coming down. Thank God I'm not you. Come on. You've not been to sports field. Have you ever seen people when they get the victory, they sit down and clap their hands for them? What do they do? Really? Can we do better than that for our Jesus? Can we do better? Can we stand up to our feet and give Jesus a shout of victory for all that he has done? For all that he has done, he gave the last drop of blood for us on the cross. We will not take it for granted. We will not take it for granted. We will not take the blood of Jesus for granted. Hey! We love you, Jesus. Somebody say, I love you, Jesus. Rekha Mahanda, send hearts, send hearts. Come on, send likes, send hearts. Super hearts for Jesus. Yes, do a periscope with Jesus. Come on, super hearts. Come on. Let's do some super hearts for Jesus. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you, God. Amen. That's called standing ovation. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Jesus, you know, in India, they play cricket. I don't know what does that mean, but they take on wooden bat and hit the ball. How much money he took, we don't know. And he hits one sixer, and they all stand up and go wild and scream. And that's only for one match. But our Jesus took the bat of Calvary and made the devil as his ball and hit one shot. And he's out forever, out of the boundary. How much more you should clap for Jesus? How much more you should whistle for Jesus? How much you should shout for Jesus? How much we should celebrate the victory of Jesus on the cross? He did it for us. He did it for us. I'm excited this evening. I don't know about you. I know you're all tired, but I'm excited because of Jesus. Please be seated. Please be seated. I like you people. You're so awesome. Wonderful. Wow. Feel the power of God in this place. Amen. Are you getting charged or discharged? Come on. Are you getting charged? Recharged. Oh, hallelujah. That's so nice. That's so wonderful. Wow. Too many things in my mind to talk, but I don't know. Okay. We're going back to that Corinthian stuff. We were in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians. Third chapter. Oh no, Lord, please forgive me, Lord, for speaking this. Let's go into it strong. Are you okay? I know while we're coming, brother was telling, this is a medical city, a lot of hospitals, a lot of doctors, specialists, everybody in this town. And no wonder God gave me the word about Spokane. Yeah? This city will be like a Spokane, the healthiest city in the whole world in 1905. In the Guinness Book of Records, it was recorded the healthiest city in the whole world because of one man who lived in that city. His name was Dr. John G. Lake. One businessman, not even a pastor, not even a missionary, not an event, nothing. Just a businessman selling insurance agent. And before selling insurance, he will give them assurance of salvation before they could take the insurance. And this man lived in that city. Hospitals became empty. The doctors became evangelists, missionaries.
And the nurses became worship leaders. Wow!
Intercessors.
Because they were jobless. They had all the degrees, but there were no sick people. People were getting healed. All their hospital, the old hospital was empty. Not just the old hospital, the old city was healed. Is it recorded? Have you checked it, brother? Not yet.
I told this 1 year back. I'm telling this year, I will say again next year. Come on, somebody have to Google and find out whether it's real or not.
No? Huh? You did it, tested, so you know that what I'm speaking is truth. Thank God. One person here to agree. Oh, well, that's good. Of course. So, Dr. John G. Lake lived in Spokane, Washington. Washington. Yeah? Washington. Spokane is in Washington, right? I've not gone there. I need to go there. One of these days, I am going. I came all the way to America. If I don't go to Portland, Oregon, to see that huge angel waiting for me over there, my mission is not accomplished. Huge healing angel in that place, waiting. I've seen that angel so many times in my vision, in my dreams, and the angel says, come over, my friend. The healing revival, healing wells. You do have no idea. I am standing right on top of a gold mine. I am standing right on top of a healing well.
Amen.
Oh, I think I should take back that sentence. Auntie is there. Oh, thank you, Auntie. I am standing right on top of a healing well. Yeah. It's about to explode. There's a volcano under my feet. Healing exploding in this place. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Not just for me, for you also. You can tell your neighbor, not for him. He will go back to India. But this Houston is for us. Come on, say, tell your neighbor, this Houston is for us. It's not under his feet. It's under our feet. Tell your neighbor, the healing revival, the greatest revival, prayer revival, Holy Ghost revival is right under our feet. Amen. We're going to dig. It will not happen automatically. Many people think it will happen on the Lord. You gave prophecy through Josh to Paul. You gave prophecy through so many great people. Revival will come. It will not come. Because it has already come. The kingdom of God is within you.
Yes.
We are living in revival.
Yes.
Jesus is a revival.
Yes.
And revival is in us. Jesus is in us.
Yes.
Revival is in us. It's up to us. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of
living water.
You cannot wait for some man of God to lay hands on you and get the river out. No, a river is within you. Tell your neighbor, the river of God is within you. Okay, now. Let's go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
And people tell me medicine is bitter. More versus the injection. It's painful. But it does a lot of good in the long run. So are you ready for some dosage? Shall we increase some Holy Ghost dosage?
Hallelujah.
But one good thing is there will not be any side effect. But it will have a direct effect on your heart. It will have a direct effect in this atmosphere. Because it's a word, it's an explosive that comes from the heart of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So here, 1 Corinthians 3rd chapter. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food. But until now, you're not able to receive it. Even now, you're still not able. Thank God, Paul is talking to the Corinthian church and not to us. For you're still carnal, for where there are envy, strife, divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? For one says, I'm of Paul, another says, I'm of Apollos. And we saw this scripture, Apollos, I planted Apollos water, but God gave the increase. God wants me to specify on the word called growth. You know, sometimes we think growth is numbers. You know, all growth is not good growth. Cancer is a growth. It doesn't mean that, you know, we want growth. So what kind of growth you want? So the growth is more spiritual. And God is not interested in the numbers. He's interested in the quality. Quality precedes quantity. Amen. Sometimes we have more numbers. God is not interested in the numbers. He's interested in the members. Each member in the body of Christ. He's interested in you. He's not even interested about your ministry. He's interested about you. You know, because our life is more important than the ministry that we do. What is the point? We do all the ministry and then we cannot, you know, bring the quality. So I always believe that even Billy Graham, they asked him, if you're given an opportunity to live your whole life again, what will you do? He said, I will train 12 powerful men of God, women of God, who can take nations. Even after I'm gone, there will be 12 more powerful Billy Grahams who will continue to the work of the gospel and take nations after nation, stadium after stadium, and millions of souls. Wow, what a heart he had. But he realized that too late, because success of the ministry is the success of your race. I told you about Elijah transferred the anointing on Elisha, and Elisha never got it transferred to the next generation. The anointing went down to the bone. But now is a time that we need to understand that God wants to, you know, Moses took his anointing and put it on the 70 people. And that doesn't mean to say, okay, now I've done my job, I'll go to heaven. No, he watched them see what Moses could do. 70 Moseses were doing. He multiplied. He did not divide the anointing. He took one Moses and produced 70 Moses. Come on, clap your hands, somebody. He produced 70 Moses. This is the moment, this is the hour that God is saying that God is going to raise 70 or 7,000 T.C. Thomas here in this city, in this nation. And he will live to see the fun that you're going to make the devil run, and we're going to glorify the Son. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus will be glorified, Satan will be horrified, and others will be petrified. No, let me stop all this frying business. Okay, so here it says that I planted, Apollos watered. So there is going to be a season in this hour that the Lord is going to reproduce. He reproduced. I was talking about birthing. From day one, I've been talking about birthing. So Moses took his anointing and put it on the 70 people, and they started prophesying, and they started doing efficiently, effectively what Moses was doing. Jesus also took, you know, Jesus did not do the transfer at the end of his ministry when he became too old and said, now I want to transfer. No, when he was very young, he started his ministry with the 12 disciples. Amen. 12 disciples. And if we are disciples of Jesus, when we start our life with Jesus, our ministry begins that same moment. Amen. So our ministry does not begin after we go to some, you know, the Bible college or some training. No. When your ministry begins the moment Jesus comes into your heart. Say amen, please. Amen. Hallelujah. If you don't understand, no problem. I'm recording it. I can give you a copy. But just agree with me. Amen. Agree in the spirit. Agreement. Agreement in the spirit. It doesn't say, many people use the scripture, Matthew 18:19, where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm there in your midst. God, can you come in our midst? God will not come. You know why? I am there. He is there, of course. It's not the number that brings God, the agreement that brings God. It's not two people come immediately, God jumps up, then he will be everywhere. It's when two of you agree upon anything, you come in agreement. So what I want this evening is, I want agreement in the Spirit for what the Holy Spirit is doing, not to me, but to the Holy Spirit who is the Lord in the house. Amen? So here, you know, Paul is saying, let's go back to another scripture, connected scripture. Where is that? Hebrews, yeah. Can you turn with me to the book of Hebrews? 5th chapter, 12th verse. We love you, Lord. Okay. Yeah. Okay. What does it say? Can someone read this for me, please? Hebrews 5:12.
In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers.
You ought to be teachers.
You need someone to teach you the elementary truths.
Oh, yeah.
Of God's word all over again.
Yeah.
You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness.
Right.
But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves, to distinguish
good
from evil.
from evil. I'm reading from the Message Bible. It says, I have a lot more to say about this, but it is hard to get it across to you since you picked up this bad habit of not listening. By this time, you ought to be teachers yourself, teaching others, winning souls, bringing them into the kingdom of God. Wherever you go, multiplying, progressing. Yes, the kingdom of God is contagious. It will come spreading. The joy will keep bubbling over. Kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Right? But here I find that you need someone to sit down with you and go over the basics on God again, starting from square one, baby's milk, when you should have been on solid food long ago. Milk is for beginners, inexperienced in God's ways. Solid food is for the mature who have some practice in telling right from wrong. So it clearly says that we cannot live on baby food anymore. We are grown up. Tell your neighbor, we are grown up. Yeah, I Pastor was telling that he keep on repeating, reinforcing, the opening sentence that we did on Sunday, the word, you know, without the, we're there, sometime Monday, Tuesday. Anybody was here? Can you say those three sentences today at least, properly, three sentences? No, you are not there, no problem. Word without what? Food? With water? Word without? Power, what happens? It's not good. Yeah? It's, tell me, sister. It's dead. Wow, that's nice. She's telling it's dead. Word without power is dead. I like the sister. She's highly advanced. Come on. Word without power, you're dead. That's nice. I like it. Tell your neighbor, word without power, you're dead. You dry up. What's the point in killing people? Let's resuscitate them. Yeah. While they are still living, there is hope. Yeah. Word without power, you just dry up. And then, next sentence, wait. No, wait, sister. Sorry about it. Yeah. Why is he picking on me? Yeah. You're going to get the best student award. Don't worry. Second one. I don't know. Yeah. No. Wait, shh, only those I tell. Yeah, sister, you in the back. Oh, you're looking into the nose. That's bad, student. Let's give a try on any of the brothers over there. Oh, all of you new faces. Brother, all of you just appeared today. Brother, you were there from the first day. You should help me. No? Just come to enjoy the presence of God. I don't know what you talk. I connected in the spirit. There are angels all around. I like that attitude, brother. Anybody else? Okay, sisters. At the back. You check the notes. I gave you some time. If you have power and no word, you
blow.
Yes. And then, what's the last one? Yes, sister, you, the last. You're still looking into the notes. You should have memorized this. Three sentences you cannot memorize. Come on. You've been there every day. Yeah, who can say it without looking into the notes? Three sentences. I pity your children. If your children were here, they would have said, Mama. So bad. Come on. Yeah, who can say without looking into the notes? Three sentences. Sister, what? If you have the word and the power, that's the last sentence. You're coming in the reverse order? Okay, what's the previous sentence? First one. Kind of.
Try up.
Okay. Okay. No, sorry. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Trust your memory. Yeah. You did well. Not bad. That's awesome. Wonderful. What's your name, sister? Yeah, I will recommend your name for the award. Yeah, okay. Who were you telling me? No, he's been trying to get this into your head for again morning and evening, and he's surprised. What were you people listening all these years? How many messages we have? 52 plus 2 messages, Sundays, you know? And there was a time when I was called to speak in a seminar like this, and 3 days in a row, I preached the same message. Nobody knew that I'm repeating the whole message. We're better. Nobody knew. 3 days in a row, I preached the same message, and they said, nobody understood. Nobody. They were nodding their head, they were clapping, they were shouting, they get excited. But they did not know I'm repeating the same message for the third day. And the fourth day when I repeat, I said, anybody has an idea that you heard this message anywhere? I said, no, Pastor, the fresh revelation. Amazing. It's like reading Psalms again and again. You get a new revelation. So maybe they were hearing the same message and they were getting new revelation. So word, you can say it for the